Trying to further punish Russia's leader. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Putin has issued Russia's energy resources to coerce and manipulate its neighbors. That's how he's used it. He's used the profits to drive his war machine.
So President Biden, who's already banned Russian oil in the U.S., has worked out a deal with international partners to provide natural gas to Europe.
We're going to work to ensure an additional 15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year.
It'll be 55-0 by 2030. That's about a third of what Russia supplies Europe. This is the day after he imposed more sanctions on Russia for its invasion and offered more humanitarian and military aid to Ukraine. The president's now moving from Belgium to Poland.
President Biden is traveling to Warsaw, where he will hold a bilateral meeting with the president of Poland. He's expected to discuss how the U.S. and other NATO allies and partners are responding to the humanitarian and human rights crisis stemming from the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a majority of the 3.7 million Ukrainians who fled the war are now housed in Poland. North Korea is boasting about its latest missile launch, saying the weapon is its biggest long-range intercontinental ballistic missile test yet, able to reach the U.S.
North Korean state-run news says Kim Jong-un directly guided the launch of a missile that flew about 681 miles at a maximum altitude of roughly 3,900 miles. The U.S. requesting the U.N. Security Council hold an open meeting Friday to discuss the launch.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's hearing is over after 4 days.
I went into the Senate process with an open mind.
But Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says he cannot support her. Democrats have praised Jackson and could confirm her with no GOP votes. A Republican congressman is now a convict. Jeff Fortenberry found guilty of lying to the FBI about an illegal foreign campaign contribution at a Los Angeles fundraiser. The Nebraska House lawmaker claims the FBI set him up. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
What Russia's been doing bombarding Ukraine has been front page news for a month, but it and China also keep meddling here in the U.S. and other places. That was detailed at a Senate hearing.
General Glenn Van Herk leads the U.S. Northern Command and NORAD. He says numerous threats exist, but
Russia and China are spreading disinformation, actively sowing division and internal discord with the intent to undermine the foundation of our nation.
General Laura Richardson's assessment was similar from the Southern Command's perspective. China seeks influence in South America, but
recent visits between the presidents of Brazil and Argentina with Putin in Russia demonstrate a concerning potentially broadening of Russia ties.
The generals believe China and Russia touch immigration, infrastructure, and other aspects seeking to gain footholds in the West. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Busted in Britain, several suspected cyber hackers who at Microsoft and Okta.
Police in London say they arrested seven people following a series of hacks by the group called Lapsus, which targeted tech firms including Okta. Those arrested are between the ages of 16 and 21, according to the BBC. Lapsus recently posted screenshots of Okta's internal communications and earlier reportedly leaked information from Microsoft and chipmaker NVIDIA.
That's Fox's Carmen Roberts. On Wall Street, stock futures are up a little bit after yesterday's big gains. The Dow surged 349 points. More March Madness last night. Two of the top seeds in the NCAA men's basketball tournament knocked out. Gonzaga fell to Arkansas 74-68. Arizona also lost.
And as a five seed, the Houston Cougars are moving on to the Elite Eight.
They advanced on TBS 72-60. Duke also moves on, beating Texas Tech 78-73. Villanova is also on to the Elite Eight, topping Michigan 63-55. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.